The Supreme Court ruling on health care reform could come this week, maybe as soon as tomorrow. It has turned into something of an epic struggle. Joining us live is Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News & World Report and author of the Presidency Column. Ken, good morning to you.
Good morning, Richard.
Well, this could be a game changer and actually just one of several. Huh?
Absolutely. Well, you know, in any presidential campaign, you always have sort of game-changing moments, the Supreme Court decision could be one. And that's just one of several of these potential game-changers, sort of what-if type of framework for looking at the next few weeks. One is, as we're saying, the Supreme Court decision on the health care law. Another is a Supreme Court decision that's expected on Arizona's illegal immigration law. And, of course, you have all these other issues floating around out there that is going to require the candidates to be very nimble and smart in dealing with. The European debt crisis, which if it spreads much beyond Greece and a handful of other trouble spots, it could rebound and really devastate our economy. You have the whole crisis in Syria, if it turns into a full-blown international crisis. And you also have, hovering in the background, our unemployment rate, which has been ticking upward again. So one after another, you have these issues that are out there that are probably going to affect the presidential race. And if they all affect the race, then it's going to look much different in November than it does now.
Mm. Which is almost the end of June, so
that's
we
right.
have a long way to go.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of pundits and political scientists are looking at parallels. And just to remind your listeners that in 1980, which a lot of people are looking at as a parallel, Ronald Reagan was actually behind in June at that point. He came on to defeat Jimmy Carter very decisively. So that last four or five months makes a big difference, and that's where we are now.
Well, Ken, talking about that poll, there is a new poll, a Bloomberg poll, that turned up some bright numbers for the man who seeks a second term in the White House, but they're trying to calm the sensations about this, aren't they?
Exactly. Well, I was in Chicago this past week talking to some of the senior Obama campaign strategists, and they made a very clear point to sort of discount that Bloomberg poll, which had President Obama ahead by 13 points, much different than virtually all the other polls, which have this as really a dead heat, a tie, more or less. Now, part of this is sort of to tamp down expectations and to generate their supporters to work harder, but I think that poll really was an outlier. It was really much different than everything else we're seeing. It did sort of shake up the system a little bit. It had, as I say, Obama had 53 to 40, but it's really, I think, much closer than that, and that will make this race not only very interesting, but we'll get back to this notion that the game changers can really make a big difference.
All right. Good to talk to you, Ken.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
It's 9:54.